Travel like a king. Listen to the inner voice. A higher wisdom is at work for you. Conquering the stumbling blocks come easier when the conqueror is in tune with the infinite. Every ending is a new beginning. Life is an endless unfoldment. Change your mind and you change your relation to time.
Thank you. someplace where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
Stop this world from fighting. Da, 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 da. All right, now it's working. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey here at Apocalypse in the Morning. My name is Zach, and I got a special friend with me on tonight's episode. Where I got him.
I'm Benjamin, and we're gonna play with the blues tonight. Well, however you feel, we're gonna act for it. All about the actions, you know?
Yeah, it's all about the actions. And it's good to have you here tonight, Benjamin. How are you feeling tonight? We care about how our listeners are feeling, but like, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, well, I've been in the blues, but I feel like I'm in fear and loathing. You know, it's mixed feelings. But I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there still.
Tell me about this fear and loathing lifestyle. What are you feeling these days? What's this fear and loathing lifestyle?
Oh, it's a mix of love, passion, euphoria, if you can like that, bit of rhythm and blues, a bit of too much of technical, lots of love, that I haven't felt in a while, if it's not in this life. Lots of thoughts on my mind.
Yeah, that's good. I'm excited to dig through and hear about them a little bit more as we go through this interesting episode we got here with just you and me right now. It's one we got one with Chris. Usually we got the better microphone working, but tonight it doesn't seem to be working. But that's all good because we got each other. We got a good vibe. What you got to bring to the table, and it's gonna be a good episode. But how does it feel to be on the radio for the first time? It's your first time on William Shatner's Whiskey Here. I feel like,
oh man, I feel like I really have to act up for that thing, but maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just go with the flow, but it's impossible, dude. I'm in front of a mic, in front of music, in front of people. So yeah, I'm acting right now.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, honestly, getting that mic in front of you, trying to be yourself. It's a lot of pressure. With a microphone, you know, you gotta feel like you're putting on some good content for the radio. and for the people listening, but no, it's 4 a.m. or what is it? No, it's fucking
421.
It's fucking 4:20 in the morning. So you just gotta be yourself, you know. Those that are listening right now, those they're real ones, you know. Whoever's up at this hour, 4:20 in the morning, listening to CP89.3 times, they can judge you. It's just about breaking down those barriers, which are super hard to break down, and just being yourself, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So yeah, let's get into it. Let's get back in the music. We're just at the start of our show. Got to get our listeners hooked on to that music before we get more into those talking points that we got coming to your ears. You know, got to get that music so that you want to hear more of it and don't turn us off when we start talking. So yeah, let's get back into it. It's 4:21 in the morning. You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers here, and we'll be back on the mic real soon. It's an interesting conversation. Stay tuned.
Spider, fit spider for myself. Use your tongue and swallow dry. I'll see if I can take those boots right from my nose. This is one right next to the rose. Far from the reach out of any handle. I'll see if I can try. Thank you.
this car.
It's coming like a ghost car.
All the clubs are being closed down. This place.
Thank you.
Thank you. Whoa, so we just got out of bar. No. Just jazz, straight no chaser from Thelonious Monk. An 11 and 28 second song.
You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM. So William Shatner's Whisketeers here at about 4:44 in the morning. And we're back on the mic for another long talking segment. Get your ears peeled, get your eyes peeled, because you got to stare at that road. Don't fall asleep on it. If you're driving right now, you got to stay awake. Hope we're keeping you awake. What's up? I got a new friend in the room. Who do I got over here?
What's up, Zach? It's Chris, as always.
Yo, Chris, good to have you on the show, as always. How are you doing tonight?
Just fine. My energy's gone through waves throughout the day. Had probably 3 different caffeine beverages of the energy type.
Have you had any yerba?
No, I wish. That's not very common in Chicago.
Yerba's not common in Chicago?
Yeah, it just depends like what area you're in. Right, but like
you could say it once, but it's William Shatner's Whisketeers, so you could say it once.
Cause here in Montreal, we got lots of I can't. Not at this point. No, we can't.
He was about to make a sock on type of joke, like a Ligma sock on Sugandhi's type of joke, but we're not gonna make it tonight because we're on the radio. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
Clean radio, sure. Clean CKUT.
Well, I don't know how clean we are, but keep it
clean for the children. This is a children's program. All ages, deer, general audiences.
Deer, don't hit the deer. Please don't hit the deer.
Or I'll just try to, at least.
Don't hit the deer, though. Please don't hit the deer. Something I was talking about with Benji tonight, I feel like could be a good topic of conversation on this radio show is me and Benji were sketching earlier. We were just doing some sketches on some paper, and I was talking about how I haven't done that in a pretty long period of time. Big creative rut these days. I'm sure you've been in similar situations being an artist yourself, and it's a pretty interesting thing, you know, after this whole COVID situation. I just can't really find myself to sit these days and be creative. I find myself wanting to socialize more, be out there, experiencing things. Do you relate, Chris?
I feel like during the beginning of COVID, it was kind of tough to think about having like a ton of creative inspiration because it felt like everybody had time to do creative things all of a sudden. So the importance of like what you had to say or the uniqueness of it, or you know, what you have to contribute to the artistic conversation seemed less because so many people were like trying to say the same thing. I guess that's not a thing anymore, like really. Because like not everybody has so much time on their hands anymore, but I feel like there is still a residual effect on like artistic motivation or creative motivation these days, just because I feel like for all of us, the way that we look at the world and like plan our days and prioritize certain activities, it's just different.
And in what sense?
I think maybe now with the different perspective that we've been given about like the fragility of life, there's more thought into how can I like have the best day? Like how can I have the most like physically, spiritually, mentally fulfilling day, you know, like make the most of every second of like being alive today, you know, and like try to plan in that sort of way of like there's balance and like,
gotcha.
Something like sketching like has to fit into it naturally. It's like not necessarily something that you like a lot time for the way like a social situation is or a radio show is.
But like that pressure is kind of like how you said it. Like I really like how you explain that. But like, how are you gonna set your day so it's gonna be a perfect day? That's kind of exhausting. Like it's just like, okay, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna breathe at this time. I'm gonna do this thing. I'm gonna meditate in 5 minutes. I'm gonna breathe in 30 seconds. I'm gonna take my pen and scribble that thing or whatever and like make that time, make love at this time, come at this time. And I don't know. I feel like we're really like into like getting into a void and the like artistic way you were talking about, like that you don't feel special at all being creative because everyone is like this. Like I don't know, I'd love to like dig into more that that topic of, like
there's one song in particular that comes to mind when I think about this topic of like there's so many voices, so everything kind of gets drowned out to some extent. It's the song Gray by Saba, and he's like kind of speaking about this of like how it's so hard to cut through as a rapper because like who's listening really to what you're saying.
Yeah, we could play that as the next track for sure, but just to get a little bit of perspective. And I've honestly never heard of this track, so I'm excited to hear it. But like echoing, I think, some of the sentiments that Benji was expressing is like this regimented day schedule. It's something like I observed at the start of COVID, and I just thought to myself, there's no chance like this whole regimented day that we had of like, okay, I'm going to do this at this time. I'm going to go here, do this. Like, it just doesn't seem like it was something that was going to last at that point once COVID started. Realizing like how short things could be, how the fragility of life, as you put it, and just trying to live a more spontaneous type of lifestyle, I feel has definitely sparked within myself. And I'm not one to speak for everyone, but just what I've noticed is a lot of people are expressing like similar sentiments ever since like this whole thing started of just wanting to experience things day by day because you don't know what's going to happen the next, you know?
Totally.
With the whole creative thing, it's just it's a different mindset, I guess. And it's just got to come to you when you're ready for it, I think, and when you're ready to sit with it.
Mm-hmm. You have to be ready to receive it, or not even necessarily ready to receive it, but just like when you feel an urge to do something creative that doesn't have like an inherent, you know, end goal. You know, you kind of have to choose to like give into it rather than like, because you can have the urge to be creative, but then resist it, you know? That's kind of a tough thing to like
give resist into it. Ow.
Well, like, see it as a distraction and like try to refocus yourself on something that you told yourself is like more important, whether it be because it's like for, you know,
like real
something
life
that makes you money or
yeah
or just a general obligation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mixed fear and loathing these days.
Benji's in fear and loathing these days.
Mm.
He expresses, you should dig deeper into it though. I think it's a good thing to talk about and tell us why you feel like you're in fear and loathing these days.
Because I'm reading it. Because I'm reading it. I've only seen the movie, but like now I'm reading it and the illustrations in this. Oh my God. Yeah, Liz Porto Contes would be good at this moment. But yeah, it's just fucking crazy. It's like everyone's just screaming and bad tripping on drugs, but being glad about it. And that's how I feel right now is I'm doing fuck things every day. I'm planning my day as like, okay, I'm going to go get a coffee. I'm going to go get a beer. I'm going to scribble. I'm going to fuck. I'm going to sing. I'm going to do drugs. and I'm gonna create, but who am I in that fucked up void? But that's just
like, are you planning it out? Are you, do you feel like you're planning it out too much, or you're like trying to like check off boxes too much? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kinda like in a weird way, like in an unintentional way, I'd say, kinda. Well, probably like deep down I want to like do these fuck things, but experiment them. But like, I'm a really influential type of person, so if I read something, if I listen to something, I'm gonna do as what I'm listening to, I guess. So that's why I feel like maybe I could be I don't know, man. I could be a pretty fucked person, but I'm choosing like the progressist way. But like sometimes I'm taking it too far, I think, because of my fear of being like my grandpa or something like that.
But, yeah. Well. That's out of context. I mean, I'm assuming.
Like going towards the conversation, but I don't know how to talk on radio.
Nah, there's no way to talk on the radio.
There's no
at this
way to
time.
Talk.
It's we're in the void right now. Although we haven't started our new show, which is gonna come soon on CKT, hopefully out of the void. There's no way to talk into this void. You know, it's like 4:55 in the morning. There's absolutely no way. You gotta speak. Whoever's listening. Like I said earlier, is a real one. And just got to speak your heart out. Tonight's the Benji episode with a special interview with Benji. So tonight we just care about what Benji's got to say and hear Benji's perspective on life because you're tonight's guest. So anything you say is valuable, I think, tonight.
But just tonight. Don't listen to me on a Friday night. See me. We're gonna end up in a shithole, I'm telling you. But you're gonna laugh about it, so that's all right. Life is nice. Don't forget about it. Fuck what? Whatever a fuck person is for you, fuck him.
Yeah, Chris, you got anything to say about that?
Not at all. Just that I noticed that this is the Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst beat. In the
this
background.
Is the what?
It's what the sample for Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst, the Kendrick song.
This was the sample for it?
Yeah.
Didn't even realize.
This song is Maybe Tomorrow, Grant Green.
It is. Yeah. Because you're looking at my screen right now.
That's correct.
But anyways, what was that Saba song you told us to throw on?
Oh, it's called Gray.
It will. Let's throw it on. Can't find it. How do you spell it?
No, you had it.
All right. Well, Chris, you could guide us into it. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us the time and what
so
we're about
to hear. I think it's 4:57 at the moment. And
see, right? Yeah, it's 4:57. You got it on the dot.
We're just moving into the real thicket of the early morning right now. Hope you're enjoying your drive to work. Here's a song about how there is importance to every voice, despite that often feeling that we're all getting drowned out together.
The best song is probably on the B side. Won't be surprised when the label denied the soul gray. Gray. The best song is probably on the demo, but that's not the one that got to your limo. The music. Gray. The single, the one that wasn't as honest, but this is what they said make you the oddest and no gay. Gray. Gray.
Sometimes I think about the pressures of our artists and what it takes to get called a success even with no college. We barely even considered. Don't label me with the niggas. Infatuation with plastic. I wanted it to be realer. First they wanted it hip-hop and then they wanted gorilla. And then they wanted drug dealer and then they wanted a dancer. Now they want a drug addict. Infatuation with plastic. White girl wanna be sister. Driver wanna be walker and walker wanna be sitter. The best song was probably on the B-side. Won't be surprised when the label denied the song. The best song is probably on the demo, but that's not the one that got you your limbo. The music, gray. The single, the one that wasn't as honest, but this is what they said make you the hottest in the game. Sometimes I think about the pressures of the label and what it take to get paid for. Discovering art they ain't no existed, I know it ain't your intention to try and change me. Multi-million yo children, private school late attending. An album selling with did it, I shuck and jive a good nigga. Spit the pot and I'm silent, I'ma give you your single and you just give me the finance. Saba, if it's so bad then hey, why the hell are they signing? Cause Sitcha wanna be Walker and Walker wanna be driving. The best song is probably on the B-side. Won't be surprised when the label denied the song. The best song is probably on the demo, but that's not the one that got you your limbo. The music, the single, the one that wasn't as honest, but this is what they said make you the hottest in the game.
I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend, went in the pen, every letter you send. I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that